How to deliver hard messages with total respect. We've all been there. Your heart pounds. Your mouth goes dry. You mentally rehearse the conversation for the 10th time. Delivering difficult messages is one of the most challenging aspects of both professional and personal relationships. Whether you're providing critical feedback to a team member, discussing relationship concerns with a partner, or addressing sensitive issues with a friend, these conversations can feel like navigating a minefield. Yet, our ability to communicate tough messages with respect often determines our effectiveness as leaders, colleagues, and human beings. The most successful communicators understand that it's not just what you say but how you say it that matters. Delivering hard messages with total respect is both an art and a science requiring emotional intelligence, strategic preparation, and genuine compassion. When done well, these difficult conversations can actually strengthen relationships and create opportunities for growth rather than damaging trust. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore proven techniques for handling these challenging conversations with dignity and respect. Research-backed approaches to difficult conversations show that with the right mindset and methods, you can transform potentially damaging interactions into constructive dialogues that preserve relationships and achieve positive outcomes. Why the delivery of hard messages matters. The way we deliver difficult news or feedback doesn't just affect how the message is received, it fundamentally shapes the outcome of the conversation and the future of the relationship. When handled poorly, tough conversations can lead to damaged trust and broken relationships. Defensive responses that prevent real understanding. Lingering resentment and deteriorating team dynamics. Missed opportunities for growth and improvement. Increased workplace stress and decreased productivity. Conversely, when delivered with respect and emotional intelligence, difficult messages can strengthen relationships through transparency and honesty. Create opportunities for meaningful growth and development. Build a culture of trust and psychological safety. Resolve underlying issues before they escalate. Demonstrate leadership maturity and emotional intelligence. The stakes are high, which is why mastering this skill is essential for anyone in a leadership position or anyone who values their professional and personal relationships. The psychology behind difficult conversations. Understanding the psychological dynamics at play in tough conversations can help us navigate them more effectively. When receiving difficult news or feedback, most people experience some version of the threat response, our brain's natural reaction to perceived danger. This response can manifest as defensiveness, denial, anger, or withdrawal. Neuroscience research shows that social pain activates many of the same brain regions as physical pain. When someone feels criticized, excluded, or negatively evaluated, their brain processes this as a genuine threat. Understanding these neurological responses can help us develop more empathetic approaches to difficult conversations. The key psychological principles to remember include the amygdala hijack. Strong emotions can override rational thinking, making it difficult for people to process information objectively during stressful conversations. Confirmation bias. People tend to hear what confirms their existing beliefs and filter out contradicting information, making it challenging to introduce new perspectives. Loss aversion. Humans are wired to feel losses more intensely than equivalent gains, which is why critical feedback often feels disproportionately painful. Psychological safety. People need to feel secure before they can be genuinely open to challenging feedback or difficult news. These psychological realities don't mean we should avoid tough conversations, quite the opposite. They simply inform how we should structure and approach these interactions for maximum effectiveness and minimal harm. Preparing to deliver hard messages. The groundwork you lay before a difficult conversation largely determines its success. Proper preparation not only helps you communicate more effectively but also demonstrates respect for the recipient by showing you've thoughtfully considered both the message and its impact. 1. Clarify your intention. Before initiating any difficult conversation, ask yourself, what is my true purpose here? If your motivation stems primarily from anger, frustration, or a desire to prove yourself right, take time to recalibrate. Effective difficult conversations should aim to improve a situation or relationship. Address and resolve genuine problems. Create understanding and growth. Maintain dignity and respect for all involved. 2. Gather relevant information. Ensure you have all the facts before proceeding. Incomplete information can undermine your message and erode trust. This means collecting specific examples rather than relying on generalizations. Verifying information from multiple sources when possible. Distinguishing between observed facts and your interpretations. Considering alternative perspectives or explanations. 3. Choose the right setting. The environment in which you deliver a difficult message significantly impacts how it's received. Consider Privacy, choose a location where the conversation won't be overheard. Timing, select a moment when both parties have sufficient time and emotional bandwidth. Neutrality, pick a setting that doesn't create power imbalances or additional stress. Distractions, minimize interruptions and ensure you can give full attention to the conversation. 4. Anticipate reactions. While you can't predict exactly how someone will respond, considering potential reactions helps you prepare for different scenarios. Effective preparation for difficult conversations involves thinking through how you'll respond to various emotional reactions, questions, or resistance. 5. Script your opening. The first 30 seconds of a difficult conversation often set the tone for everything that follows. While you shouldn't memorize a script for the entire discussion, planning your opening remarks helps ensure you begin with clarity and compassion. A strong opening typically includes a clear but compassionate statement of purpose, acknowledgement of the conversation's difficulty, an invitation for dialogue rather than a one-way delivery. The delivery framework, communicating with total respect. With proper preparation complete, the next challenge is structuring the conversation itself in a way that communicates respect while still delivering the necessary message. The following framework provides a roadmap for navigating these challenging interactions. 1. Start with empathy and connection. Begin by establishing rapport and demonstrating genuine care for the other person. This doesn't mean artificial pleasantries or manipulation, it means authentically connecting before diving into difficult content. Research consistently shows that people are more receptive to challenging messages when they feel the messenger genuinely cares about their well-being. 2. Be direct but compassionate. One common mistake in delivering hard messages is excessive cushioning or beating around the bush. While empathy is essential, clarity is equally important. Studies show that delivering the difficult message early in the conversation is often more effective than a gradual build-up, which can create anxiety and confusion. Consider phrases like, "I need to share something difficult with you, and I'm doing so because I care about your success. I have some feedback that might be challenging to hear, but I believe it's important for our working relationship. I value our relationship, which is why I need to be straightforward about something concerning." 3. Focus on observations, not judgments. Describe specific behaviors or situations rather than making character assessments or sweeping generalizations. Compare. Judgment, you're consistently irresponsible with deadlines. Observation, I've noticed that the last 3 project deliverables were submitted after their deadlines. The first approach typically triggers defensiveness, while the second allows for discussion of specific instances that can be addressed constructively. 4. Explain impact. Help the person understand why the issue matters by clearly articulating its impact. This might include effects on team dynamics and morale, customer or client experiences, organizational goals and outcomes, your working relationship, their professional development and opportunities. By focusing on impact rather than intent, you help the person understand the significance of the issue without attributing negative motives to them. 5. Invite dialogue. Effective difficult conversations are rarely monologues. After delivering your message, create space for the other person to respond. Ask open-ended questions that invite their perspective. I'd like to understand your view on this situation. What factors have been contributing to this that I might not be aware of? How do you see this differently? This demonstrates respect for their perspective and often reveals important context you may have missed. 6. Collaborate on solutions. Whenever possible, work together to identify next steps or solutions. This shifts the conversation from problem-focused to solution-oriented and gives the other person agency in the resolution process. Asking questions like, "What do you think would help improve this situation?" or "How can we work together to address this?" transforms a potentially adversarial conversation into a collaborative one. Managing emotional responses with respect. Even with perfect preparation and delivery, difficult conversations often trigger emotional responses. Managing these reactions with respect is crucial to achieving a positive outcome. When facing defensiveness. Defensiveness is a natural protection mechanism. When someone becomes defensive, acknowledge their reaction without judgment, "I can see this is difficult to hear." Reaffirm your positive intent, "I'm sharing this because I want to see you succeed." Avoid escalating or becoming defensive yourself. Listen actively to understand their perspective. Look for areas of agreement as starting points. When encountering anger. Anger often masks hurt, fear, or embarrassment. Research on workplace difficult conversations suggests these approaches for managing anger. Remain calm and maintain a steady, quiet voice. Allow the person to express their feelings without interruption. Acknowledge the emotion, I can see you are angry about this. Set boundaries if needed, I want to discuss this, but we need to do so respectfully. Consider a short break if emotions are too high to continue productively. When facing sadness or hurt. When your message causes genuine sadness or pain. Demonstrate empathy without retracting your message. Allow space for the emotion without rushing to fix it. Avoid the temptation to water down important points out of discomfort. Reaffirm your support and commitment to the relationship. Consider whether a follow-up conversation might be beneficial. When met with silence. Silence can be the most challenging response to interpret. It might indicate processing, shock, disagreement, or disengagement. When faced with silence, allow it without rushing to fill the void. After an appropriate pause, gently invite response, I'd like to hear your thoughts when you're ready. Consider offering a break, would it help to take some time to process this before we continue? Watch for nonverbal cues that might indicate the person's state of mind. Following up after difficult conversations. The conversation doesn't end when you walk out of the room. Proper follow-up demonstrates continued respect and commitment to the relationship and any agreed-upon outcomes. Immediate follow-up. Shortly after a difficult conversation, consider sending a brief, supportive message reaffirming key points and any agreements. Providing any promised resources or information. Expressing appreciation for the person's willingness to engage in the difficult discussion. Effective follow-up communication can reinforce the respectful tone of your conversation while ensuring clarity about next steps. Ongoing support. Depending on the nature of the difficult message, ongoing support might include scheduled check-ins to discuss progress. Providing resources or assistance for improvement. Recognizing and acknowledging positive changes. Being available for questions or clarification. Rebuilding trust. Some difficult conversations may temporarily strain relationships. Intentional trust building might involve consistent follow-through on any commitments you made. Continued demonstration of respect and support. Acknowledging improvements and progress. Balanced feedback that includes positive observations. Common scenarios and specific approaches. While the principles of respectful communication apply broadly, different scenarios may require nuanced approaches. Performance feedback in the workplace. When delivering constructive criticism to team members. Balance areas for improvement with recognition of strengths. Connect feedback to specific performance standards or expectations. Focus on development and growth rather than past failures. Provide concrete examples and actionable suggestions. Set clear expectations for improvement and follow-up. Delivering bad news to teams or organizations. When communicating organizational changes, layoffs, or other difficult news, be transparent about what you know and what you don't. Explain the rationale and process behind decisions. Acknowledge the impact on people's lives and emotions. Provide as much clarity as possible about next steps. Make yourself available for questions and concerns. Personal relationship challenges. When addressing issues in personal relationships, use I statements to express feelings without blame. Focus on specific behaviors rather than personality traits. Acknowledge your own contribution to problems when relevant. Express commitment to the relationship despite challenges. Be clear about your needs while remaining open to compromise. Developing your skills, becoming a respectful communicator. Like any complex skill, delivering difficult messages with respect requires practice and continuous improvement. Here are strategies for developing this crucial competency. Self-reflection. Regularly assess your own communication patterns. How do you typically react when giving or receiving difficult feedback? What triggers emotional reactions in you during challenging conversations? What communication habits might undermine your effectiveness? How might your position, background, or biases affect your approach? Skill building. Actively develop specific communication competencies. Active listening without interruption or judgment. Emotional regulation during stressful interactions. Empathetic response to others' emotions. Clear, concise articulation of complex or sensitive topics. Constructive framing of challenging feedback. Seeking feedback. Improve through others' perspectives. Ask trusted colleagues how you handle difficult conversations. Seek coaching on your communication approach. Request feedback after significant difficult conversations. Be open to criticism about your communication style. The long-term benefits of mastering respectful hard conversations. The ability to deliver difficult messages with respect yields significant benefits across all domains of life. Leadership advancement. Leaders who master this skill typically experience greater team trust and psychological safety. Improved team performance through effective feedback. Enhanced reputation for fairness and integrity. More authentic relationships with colleagues at all levels. Reduced workplace conflict and improved morale. Personal growth. On a personal level, this skill contributes to stronger, more authentic relationships. Reduced anxiety around conflict or difficult topics. Greater self-awareness and emotional intelligence. Improved ability to advocate for your own needs respectfully. Enhanced problem-solving in complex interpersonal situations. Organizational impact. Organizations where leaders excel at respectful, difficult conversations typically enjoy cultures of transparency and continuous improvement. Higher employee engagement and retention. More innovative environments where people feel safe sharing ideas. Faster problem resolution before issues escalate. Better decision-making through honest communication. Conclusion. Delivering difficult messages with total respect isn't about softening hard truths or avoiding necessary conversations. Instead, it's about combining uncompromising honesty with genuine care for the person receiving your message. When we approach tough conversations with both clarity and compassion, we honor the dignity of others while still addressing important issues. Remember that mastering this skill is a journey, not a destination. Even the most experienced communicators continue to learn and grow with each challenging conversation. By committing to both truth and respect in your difficult conversations, you build stronger relationships, more effective teams, and a more authentic life. The next time you face a difficult message that needs delivering, remember, it's possible to be both kind and clear, both supportive and straightforward. With preparation, practice, and the right mindset, you can transform potentially damaging moments into opportunities for growth, understanding, and positive change.